morning, Rachel. Are you in the car or are you at home?
Oh, I'm at home on the couch.
Okay. Well, sit up straight, please.
I am.
Okay. Well, are y'all ready for a good week and a good lesson today?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you enjoy the chapter, The Law of Design?
Yes.
I did.
Okay.
My husband did.
Your husband did too. Well, as I was going through this, I thought, my son needs this. So I need an extra copy of the disc. Okay. Anyway, and I hope that you're listening over and over again, but also I hope you're not skipping reading, because there is so much involved in this chapter of things that you can do to get organized and get your plan going. And that is the most important thing, as you can tell from this chapter, right? So
yes.
If you don't design your own life plan, chances are you'll fall into somebody else's plan. Right?
Yep.
And guess what? They may have planned for you, not much. But, you know, people don't always plan to get for you to get ahead of them. Well, what am I trying to say? I can't think of the word. But anyway, you know, friends. All right. Well, let's go ahead and talk about, to maximize our growth, we have to develop strategies. There's no substitute for being strategic. To maximize growth, you have to develop strategies, and that's the law of design. Most people allow their lives to simply happen. They float along, they wait, they react, and by the time a large portion of their life is being used, they realize that they should have been more proactive and strategic. So here are the ways to help you learn in the process. First, life is very simple, but keeping it that way is difficult, and I know you'd agree with that. Despite what others might say, I believe life is pretty simple. It's a matter of knowing your values, making your key decisions based on those values, and then managing those decisions on a day-to-day basis. That's pretty straightforward, and at least in theory, the longer we live, the more we learn, the more we experience, the more knowledge that we acquire, that should make life even simpler. But life has a way of becoming complicated, and it's only through great effort that we can keep it simple. So just remember, as you develop strategies for growth, to keep them personal, repeatable, and transferable. A beautifully conceived strategy does you no good if you cannot use or apply it. So we got to remember that we've got to not just write it on paper, but we've got to apply it. The second thing is designing your life is more important than designing your career, because your career is part of your life, right? The majority of people spend more time planning for Christmas or their vacation than they do their career or their life. Why do they do that? People focus on what they think will give them the greatest return. If you don't believe that you can succeed in your life in the long term, you're not very likely to give it the planning attention that it deserves. Planning your life is about finding yourself, knowing who you are, and then customizing a design for your growth. Once you draw the blueprint for your life, then you can apply it to your career. And I used to live like that myself. I used to, you know, just move from thing to thing. When I look forward, I look back and reflect, I can tell you that at the time I didn't realize how much time I spent on planning my vacation or Christmas or birthday parties, etc., and how little time I spent on planning what I wanted my life to look like. I had thoughts in my head and what I wanted it to look like. And I think many people are the same. But I didn't spend much time sitting down and planning it out on paper. To be honest, I found the thought very overwhelming and difficult because I never had thought how to do it. Once I established a mentor, it became very close to what I was doing wrong. I was living in a moment rather than living for a lifetime. So that's why a mentor is going to be so important to you. They help you get on the right track. They help you see what you're seeing, but you're not seeing. The third thing is life is not a dress rehearsal. There's no warm-up for life, no dress rehearsal. Yet there's a way many people seem to be treating it. Each of us goes on stage cold, with no preparation, and we have to figure it out as we go along. That can be messy. We fail. We make mistakes. But we still need to give it our best from the very start. Regret not over not being proactive enough is a common theme among people looking back on their lives. In a recent poll, the 90-year-old man, John Maxwell, was telling us about, was an executive, and he asked what they would do differently if they could live their lives over. And they said, first, I should have taken charge of my life and set my goals earlier. Life isn't practice, it's the real thing. Second, I would have taken better care of my health. Third, I would have managed my money better. Fourth, I would have spent more time with my family. Fifth, I would have spent more time on personal development. Sixth, I would have had more fun. Seven, I would have planned my career better. And eight, I would have given more back. Now, how many of you answered those questions when you read it in the book? Okay, I know you're telling me you did. You answered some of them. What applied to you? Okay. The number one ranked answer ahead of any other question was, I should have taken charge of my life and set my goals earlier. Life isn't practice. It's the real thing. We don't get a rehearsal for life. We have to do the best we can in the environment. But we can learn from others who have gone before us. You only live once, but if you work it right, that's enough. It's unfortunate that many people live their whole life as it is a dress rehearsal. And from those who know like from those who I know like this, will live a very hard and strategic life. In many cases, I think they become belligerent and carry a lot of past baggage for them as they are refusing to let go. Because of this, it's next to impossible for them to move forward. And it's their choice, not ours. Fourth, in planning your life, multiply everything by two. I've found that multiplying everything by two infuses realism in my optimism. Now, you might think that's funny to multiply it by two, not be realistic. But you know, most people that don't get their goals to work are the ones that are being realistic. And realistic is going to keep them right where they were. So we've got to multiply those goals so we're shooting over what we really want You know, when I debuted as a sales director, I said from the stage, and my plan is to be a national sales director. I didn't say how long it was going to take, but I said I was going to be a national sales director. And when I'd get discouraged or down, I'd think, but I can be a national sales director. Just do da-da-da-da-da-da-da and get yourself straight. So multiply your plan. I wasn't ready to be a national sales director at that time. I was just ready to work on becoming a good director, right? So you've got to be sure that you're shooting past the goal that you're working on immediately. Your immediate goals build to your long-range goal, and that's what your two times will be. Okay. To develop strategies depend on systems. One of the greatest secrets in my personal growth and high productivity is that I use systems for everything. So develop strategy depends on systems. Remember that. Systems permit ordinary people to achieve extraordinary results predictably. However, without a system, even extraordinary people find it difficult to predictably achieve their even ordinary. Why do 50% of all college graduates work for people who only have a high school degree? Wouldn't the most intelligent people have less intelligent people working for them instead of the other way around? Effective systems allow the less intelligent people to thrive over the more intelligent people without systems. By the way, when we talk about intelligence, what actually has made intelligent, what actually has more intelligence in the example above? The person who is less intelligent, but who hires a team of people with more intelligence, or the person who are hired because they are more intelligent. I guess I depend on you asking. Okay? So what is a system? It's a process of predictability, achieving a goal based on specific, orderly, repeatable principles and practices. Systems leverage your time, money, and abilities. They are great tools for personal growth. Systems are deliberate, intentional, and practical. They really work. Regardless of your profession, talent level, or experience, they improve your performance. A life without any system in your life has the person must face every task and challenge from the scratch. So what systems include? Number one, effective systems take the big picture into account. You may be very busy. We may be very efficient. But we will also be truly effective only when we begin with the end in mind. People who excelled, regardless of their profession, developed systems to help them achieve the big picture. It's not enough to be busy. If you're busy planning, busy reading, or busy going to a conference, but they aren't targeted at the areas essential to your career, you're not helping yourself. Stop reading for pleasure and start reading that will help you in your area of your strength. Growth is intentional, and you make the choices how to spend your time. Now, that's what you're doing right now, is you're making your choice to study the things that you need to study to get yourself growing in the direction that you want to go. With Katie and the lessons that she's teaching you at the meetings and the things that you're doing right now for yourself. Okay? So remember, you are doing that and continue doing that and study and get the best and the most out of what you are doing. Because somebody that's just scanning over it may know they've done it, but they don't know what they've done. Second, effective systems make use of priorities. A system is a limited help to you if it doesn't take into account your priorities. So you've got to get your priorities in order. Okay, and I think most of you, the family, is one of your my tongue doesn't want to work. Your family is the most valuable thing that you have over everything, right? So know what your priorities are. Third, effective systems include measurement. Any kind of process requires the ability to measure. And for that reason, your system must include the way to measure your results. So measurement is the first step that leads to control and eventually to improvement. If you can't measure something, then you can't understand it. If you can't understand it, you can't control it. If you can't control it, you can't improve it. Measurement is the key to improvement. In fact, measurement itself can even create improvement. Measurement makes a difference. It enables you to set goals, evaluate progress, judge results, and diagnose problems. If you want to stimulate your growth process and evaluate the results, build measurement into your system. Many people don't like measurement because the data doesn't lie. Have you seen the scales lately? You can't make excuses when progress is measured. You can say one thing, but if the data says the opposite, then I think you know which is telling the more accurate account of the situation. We can call measurement accountability. The average person runs from accountability because they can't hide from faults. But the successful person runs towards accountability because they know it's an important part of accomplishing anything worthwhile. The key word is worthwhile. It doesn't take any accountability to accomplish something worth very little. Fourth, effective systems include application. No plan is worth the paper it is printed on unless it starts you doing something. Both plan and action must go together. The plan creates the track. The action provides the traction. So anytime you have a goal, but you think you won't be able to reach it, don't adjust the goal. Adjust the action steps. People who develop systems that include action steps are almost always more successful than people who don't. Even less talented people with fewer resources accomplish more if they have developed the habit of taking action. That's a big, big statement. Action is a big word for us to use. I can't understate that concept. You can learn everything you want in the world and be an expert knowing it. But if you can't apply it and take action, it's absolutely worthless. Do you know how many people have several academic degrees but can't find a job because they can't apply all that knowledge to generate money or an income? If you keep your eyes open, you'll notice there are many of these people wandering around your life somewhere. Number five, effective systems employ organization. The number one time waster for most people is looking for things that are lost. And I have to be say I'm probably guilty with that right now at this stage. But don't do that to yourself. Everything we do requires time. Yet many people take it for granted. How you spend your time is more important than how you spend your money. Money mistakes can be corrected, but once time has passed, it's gained forever. I was trying to remember something Mary Kay used to tell us about money, and I can't remember it right now. Maybe it'll come back to me in a minute. But being organized gives you the sense of power, and it does. It gives you the sense of confidence in yourself and so forth. Effective systems promote consistency. If you want to succeed in the long run, you must learn to be consistent day in and day out, week in and week out, year in and year out. Wow. Let's repeat that. If you want to be consistent in the long run, you must learn to be consistent day in, day out, week in, week out, year in and year out. That's the track you want to be on. And what are we going to do? We'll change your life until you change something to do daily. You will change your life until you do something daily. Any system you develop needs to promote consistency, and you must follow it consistently. Wow. Are you toes hurting? I know mine are, but consistency has always been one of the things that I've tried to work on and improve. The simpler the system, the more effective it is. Over time, your mind will turn that system into a habitual pattern. If a system is difficult, your mind will do just the opposite and fight you every step of the way until you quit. Willpower will very rarely beat the subconscious mind. There's nothing wrong with simple. We have been told for generations that it's too good to be true. And when we are presented with a simple but effective system, too many people immediately think it's too good to be true. So it must not be good. Let's complicate this matter and really mess it up. Now that's terrible. As you seek to develop strategies to maximize your strength, you should also seek out principles that have stood the test of time. Don't simply adopt something else's practice as your own. Customize them to yourself. Use them to build your strength and reach your goals. If you go to work on your goals will work on you. If you go to work on your plan will go to work on you. Whatever good things you build ends up building us. Okay, now, I know you all enjoy that and you know how important it is to have your system and your plan, right? And so the plan for the law of design, applying the law of design, is so important that we study that, and we did study that, and we're soaked in what we're supposed to be doing. So let's look at it again. Take some time to assess which areas of your life receive the most of your strategy planning time. Here's a list of areas to get you thinking. Add others as that apply to you. First, your career, faith, family, health, hobby, marriage, personal growth, vacation, and other things that apply. Right? Any of those things or most of those things will probably apply. Have you been strategic in your approach to designing strategies, systems for your life? If not, why not? If so, where have you placed the most emphasis? Does your past behavior line up with what you say your priorities are? How would you like them to be? Number two, begin developing or refining systems for yourself that will maximize your time and increase your efficiency. Brainstorm a list of areas where you desire to improve, are experiencing a problem, or sensing an opportunity. Try to create a system to help you for each. As you design them, make sure that each takes into account the following. The big picture. Will the system help you reach your big picture goal? Your priorities. Is the system consistent with your values and commitments? Measurement. Does the system give you the tangible way to judge if you've succeeded? Application. Does the system have a built-in bias towards action? Organization. Does the system make better use of your time than what you're doing now? Consistency. Can and will you easily repeat the system on a regular basis? Don't be reluctant to make adjustments to system you develop and even abandon them if they don't serve you well. However, you may want to try out any system you develop for at least 3 weeks, the normal time needed to start developing a positive habit, before evaluating its validity. And third, many people who try to develop strategies for their lives and growth make them too complicated. Any system you develop should be simple and straightforward. To test the ones you develop, try this. Examine them, explain them to a friend to see if they pass two tests. The first is whether you can explain it clearly. If you can't, it may be too complicated. The second is to see if your friend knows for a better or simpler way for achieving the same goal. Now, I want y'all to share with me the thing that you got or the most out of this chapter of design. When I saw the word design, I thought, what is he talking about, right? But it has a lot of meat in the matter. And you really and truly want to make sure you've reviewed it well and you know where you're going with those goals and have the strategies to do it. And he's given you so many examples of what he did in the book that is not on the tape. So you want to make sure that you read those examples of what he did to get his systems done, get his systems first, and then get them done. Okay. Who wants to start? Let's see. Want to start with Brenda?
Sure. This chapter was very, very timely, I think, because I am actually sat down with Katie Monday, and we sort of started putting a design together for me, and I didn't realize when we were sitting there doing it, even though I had listened to this chapter before we did it, and then I listened to it after, started putting things together for me, that I realized that what we were doing was really designing, like the chapter talked about. And so, it really shed some light on how even the little things that I get frustrated with that don't seem to be working can be put into the design of, you know, your week. And the last few days since we got together and started putting in the system of taking care of the priority, the last 3 days have been great because I know exactly where I need to be and what I need to be doing.
Great.
So, it's been very good. And I look forward to building other things, the smaller things into it.
Right. Well, that's great, Brenda. That's terrific. And I know you're going to solve many of the little tedious things that just drive us up the wall, right?
Right.
Get in our way. Okay. How about Rachel?
Well, for me, I think it was awesome because I never even thought about developing a strategy for my life. So never even thought about it in a million years. I thought it was really cool how it said all that and just learning, I guess, to try to develop one for me to follow it that way. And just learning, like I said, that it's more important to develop a strategy for our life than for our career. Thank you so much.
You've got to have a life for the career to fit in, right?
Yeah. So the other way around, you're like going with the career trying to fit your life in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think multiplying everything by two was great for me because I'm always late. And I always think I can squeeze just enough time to do something.
Rachel, he overheard us in the car.
I can't.
He overheard us in the car last night. John Maxwell overheard us in the car.
Okay. So you're working on your strategy?
Yes, I'm going to have to develop one.
Oh, that's good. That's good. But think of all the people that go through life just following the action. You know, they get up in the morning and they go to bed at night. And what happened during the day? Not a lot. They don't know where they're going or what they're doing or why. So remember, our why is so important in life, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Rachel. All right, Denise.
Sorry, couldn't get to the mute.
And I was sitting there thinking, how do you mute? I forgot how to mute.
I was back to the main screen. This chapter is so timely for me because, I don't know, I feel like that this past year for me has been a whirlwind, like a dust cloud or something. And now the dust is beginning to settle, and I'm seeing clearly. And the move that is about to happen is going to be just... It's just going to be, it's going to catapult my whole life totally 24/7, everything about it, because I'm going to be so close to Katie McMahon, and she is the ultimate strategic planner. She is the ultimate organized, intentional person. I think if one word described her, it would be intentional. And this is going, I'm going to start back like a brand new consultant. I'm going to learn how to plan every aspect of my business. And that is, right now, that is my life. I fit in my grandchildren around that. But that would make my life so happy right now is to see growth in my business and to see personal growth through that and learning how to be self-disciplined and organized and systematic. And I was a market analyst in my former job, and yet I have no organization or any strategy that pertains to anything surrounding me. I don't even shit work correctly. So this is all going to change. I'm starting out ground zero, brand new everything, and I'm just thrilled. I think this, as Brenda said, this is such a timely chapter because of the way my life is presenting itself. So it's not a coincidence that John Maxwell's book fell concurrently with my life right now.
Isn't that wonderful? God knows that all along the way, doesn't he? What you need at the moment.
Totally God ordained.
Good. Well, that's great. Well, I'm excited to hear all of those things. Katie, you want to share what yours is? Since you already have all the organization and strategies.
You're moving to another
chapter.
I wouldn't go there. Even the most organized person can absolutely always use improvement. So, and I love John Maxwell used to always say, if you feel like you've arrived, that means you're going backwards. In other words, 6 feet under. So never feel like you've arrived, because at that point, you're hurting yourself. So no matter how strategic you are or how planned you are, there is always a room for improvement. And I laughed when Rachel said the multiply times two. Oh, Lord, did he speak that right into my head? Because Denise knows very well. I try and shove a 10-pound bag of activity into a 1-pound Ziploc bag. And, it's a key for me that I've really got to start doing realization with my inspiration, and that is that I have to be real with what I want to get accomplished versus what I think I can get accomplished in my head. And it was great to hear him say that because, you know, I really looked to him as someone very similar to my just what I do. And anyway, so that was really good. But I wanted to just share a couple of things that I took away, not really out of the chapter, but things that have always made a difference for me in being strategic and mainly my systems and being organized. And in fact, last night, Rachel and I were at a business debut, and one of the ladies that was there, she was actually not the new consultant, but she was the lady hosting the business debut, was just complaining about she has two boys. And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I raised three. And so, and one girl. And so she said, you know, they don't understand, you know, when I say what's for dinner, they say I don't know. And they drink the last bit of milk, and then they want to know where the milk is, and I don't drink milk, so how am I supposed to know we're out of milk? And da 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 da. And I said, you know, I said, I can understand and I can relate. And I said, you know what I figured out is I had to give them some accountability for that. I couldn't just assume that they were going to have accountability because they're kids. But I had to teach them accountability. And so what I did is I put a whiteboard marker on the outside of my refrigerator with a whiteboard marker. And when they drank the last bit of milk and threw away the carton, it was their responsibility to go onto the whiteboard, and I had a list, it said at the top, things needed at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And so they were to write down milk on the whiteboard. And if they didn't, I wasn't getting milk when I went to the grocery store. Because when I went to the grocery store, I would go to the whiteboard, I would make my list straight from there to a spiral notebook that I keep in my purse at all times, and that was my grocery list, that plus what I was cooking for the week. And it stayed, it really, the first time that it didn't happen, that they didn't do it, and I did not get what I knew we were out of, it was a realization for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it changed. They took then responsibility for those actions and for doing that. And I mean, she went over to her refrigerator. She ripped off a whiteboard she had all kind of emergency numbers on, wiped it off, and started the what is needed from the grocery store list. And I'm like, well, okay, I guess that meant something to her.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, it's just those little things that I've had to learn over time. It's the little things that, for me to be able to get everything done that I do in a day. And I hear that, you know, all the time. How do you do all that? And I've taught organization at the studio. You girls have all been there. I've taught 20 steps to being successful. And the key is don't try and change your life all at once because it will overwhelm you. Just try and do one thing at a time. One thing a week because, again, you know, changing everything is like, oh, my gosh, I'm trying to do everything and change everything. And it's just really, really hard. So the grocery list would be the first thing I would say that was huge for me when I had small kids. So, Rachel, this is a good one for you. And anybody that still have kids at home, if you still have kids at home, this is a key, even grown kids, hint, hint, and is the grocery list. And the other one is the product list. When you are in your product room or wherever you keep your product, my mom actually taught me this one. She has a whiteboard in her product room, and when she took the last second to one, you know, she had one left.
Second to the last. Yeah.
Second to the last, right. She would write that product name on a whiteboard that sat right out, I mean, on her door in her product room. That was like, oh, my gosh, that is brilliant. And so when she would place her order, she'd just go look at the whiteboard. Now, I have the whiteboard. I do that, but I also do a order, and I've told you guys this. I create an order with stuff I know I'm going to need because I'm on my last one, which is on the whiteboard, and then I save the order. I don't send it right away, but I'm creating the order as I take things, and it's the second to last one, or I think, oh, my gosh, I'm going to need more satin hands because Christmas is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So I go in there, and I start the order, and that's the order I work off of. The save order option is fantastic on MaryKay.com. So utilize that. Utilize it big time. The other one is just the habits. I know Brenda shared that we had our mentoring session, and, you know, habits are a key. Whatever you do today, if you do it long enough, it creates a habit. You know, just like exercising. if you make it more of a habit to put your clothes out in front of you, it will become a habit rather than a chore. You know, like y'all know I say on your workout clothes, you need to grab them before you go pee. And they need to be by your bed, and before you go pee, you've got your workout clothes on while you're going potty, because that makes it a habit. And you're less likely to not go to the gym if you're in your workout clothes first thing in the morning or on the way home from work. This is the other thing I was going to share with Brenda, because she's going to exercise on her way home from work. So then she's got it done. So change it to your office. Change it to your workout clothes at your office, because then you'll be less likely to talk yourself out of going to change, because I got to go in the gym, I got to get my gym bag, I got to change, blah, 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 blah. And the key to that is consistency. If you can stay consistent, you're going to be amazed at how much you do get done. And I can't stress enough, list, 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 list. And one common list. I love that John Maxwell uses his iPhone and he uses the notes feature. It's on every iPhone. It's not an app you download. It comes with it. That's what I use. In my notes, I have a grocery list running. I have Denise's things to do. I have my things to do. I have my top six most important things to do for each day. So utilize that function. And then I want you guys to know, you know, it's funny. Most people spend more time planning their grocery shopping than designing their future. So the basic difference between people who live their dreams and those who only dream about how they'd live are the accuracy of their plans, you know, the ability to generate new ideas and their ability to take action. That is really, really the key. So the key is design is not what it looks like. Design is how it works. You know, so many people say, oh, I'm going to, you know, design whatever. And I know Pam Shaw says, design my life, live my vision. That's exactly it. Design my life is how it works. How's it going to work? And living her vision is living out what she designed. And
action.
Then action, right. Design my life, live my vision. So I want to tell you guys, though, that creating systems, I'm going to quote, Mom, do you have anything else to say? Because I want to close with this piece I found that's really, really awesome about just common things of how it works.
I was just thinking of when you were talking about the system and the things that you do, you're planning your children to do. You're showing them how to do. So
right.
one of my goals in life, for the longest since I got a divorce particularly, was that my children would always be able to take care of themselves and know how to take care of themselves and know you know, what they needed to do and get move ahead and so forth. And I think that my Mary Kay career was a good thing for them to see of how to do at least some of these things. Now, Katie did a lot on her own. I'm not taking credit for it, but I'm also very proud of her. Okay.
Thank you. Well, okay. I mean, it is true. They watch you, and they watch you closely. So they see your behavior, and you might not see your behavior in them now, but you will down the road. You know, we say all the time, our work ethic is what we have embedded in our children without even knowing it. Mm-hmm. So, you know that. Know they're watching you. And the one thing, when I was talking about habits, and I know my mom said she's having trouble with the whole remembering where things are, that's part of a habit. And I told her this when I was there, and I tell you guys this a lot. And I did it with my husband because he used to never be able to find his keys. He would come in, put his keys somewhere, and that was it. And every morning it was this struggle of, where are my keys? So I created a common place. It's a basket and a cabinet and all. And every key, the minute you walk in your door, my door, keys go there. They don't go on the counter because that's gross. They're dirty and they don't need to be on my counter. They need to be in the basket, in the cabinet. And so that was the habit. And every time he would put them on the counter, I'd say, hey, put them in the basket. Nicely, but hey, put them in the basket. Just put them in the basket. You know, hey, don't forget, put them in the basket. Very nicely. But let me tell you, it has been a very long time since he has not been able to find his keys and his phone. I mean, now it's the iPhone, and we're working on that. But create habits in your life, and it will create consistency in your life. So that is one thing that I have really always done is – my husband has told me, which is kind of funny that I used him, but why touch it twice? Why touch things twice? Put them back where they belong when you have them in your hand. Don't put them down and say, oh, I'll get it later, because that's when things get lost and you start looking for it. So don't touch things twice. That's the other thing I don't want you to remember. But I found this thing, and it's called it's Create Systems Using Preemptive Strikes is the number 7 out of the 8 steps to push through any obstacles and motivate yourself at will. And it was really, really the funny thing is the 8 steps were the first 6 were what we've covered in John Maxwell's book, which it has nothing to do with John Maxwell's book. So he is dead on accurate of what it is. And this was written just August 27th. But create systems using preemptive strikes. Systems prevent that lazy part of our brain from sabotaging us. They turn motivation and success into an automatic act. That's what I was saying with the basket. It's no longer needed to consciously generate. So you don't have to think about it. You know you're going right to whatever. In a hospital in Scotland, a British psychologist gave a group of elderly patients recovering from hip or knee surgery a notepad detailing their rehabilitation schedule. In the last section of the notepad, there were 13 pages that instructed the patients to write down their goals for the week with exact details of what they were going to do and when. In 3 months, the researcher discovered that the patients who planned out their week with specific details were walking twice as fast as the ones that did not. They were moving in and out of the chairs without assistance 3 times faster than those who didn't. When the psychologist examined the notebooks, he found that the patients that healed the fastest had written down how they would handle obstacles they knew would come up. One patient knew that getting up from the couch would be a painful experience, so he wrote out in detail a plan to manage the pain ahead of time, such as taking the first step right away to resist the desire to sit down, hence workout clothes, as I was just saying. You know it's going to be painful, but put them on before you leave your office so that you're not having to fight yourself and getting into them. Whatever goals you have in your life, write out a detailed plan for how you intend to go about accomplishing them. Don't take a lot of time with this. It needs to be exactly what God puts on your heart immediately. If you know you get lazy after work and don't feel like going to the gym, oh, well, put your gym clothes right in front of the door so that you almost trip over them when you walk into your house. Have your wife or husband unplug the TV. That's an exercise, having to plug it back in a lot of houses. Write down exactly what exercise you will and what time you'll do it. You know, the key is to make it as easy as possible to act in the face of resistance without letting your brain come in the way. So it's when the TV's unplugged and there's nothing else to do, guess what? You're going to do what you need to do. And that is if that's what's on your task list. And then by doing this, motivation will no longer be an act of the will. It will be nothing more than a natural part of your day. And, I mean, I tell you, I hear 5,000 times, I can't believe how often you work out. I can't believe how dedicated you are. Well, it's a part of my day. It's a habit. I don't even question it. My brain doesn't even think, oh, am I going to the gym today? It is something I do. And it's my stress reliever, so you guys better be glad I do it. But, I mean, it's something I do consistently and just it's without thought. So get the patterns and systems in place. The key to systems is then you can do it without thought. Then you're not wasting your energy thinking about what you're thinking about what you're thinking about. You're using your energy thinking about things you need to change and things you need to think about on a daily basis. So I want you guys to think about that. And if those are anything that you desire and is part of your strategy, put one of those things into action this week. And watch the difference. Watch the difference take place, because you will be amazed at what happens with just a little bit of the systems, just one, because it will make a difference. So you guys have a fantastic week. Go ahead.
Who said something? I was going to say, if you take one system a week and focus on it, then you'll create a habit in the long run.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely, and that's kind of what I did with Brenda on Monday, and I'm so glad to hear she's using it because I made her put things on the calendar. My doctor said when I was, losing energy and stuff, he said, you need to set an alarm on your phone for every 3 hours. Make it consistent. I mean, when it goes off, you just hit reset again, and every 3 hours you need to eat something. And I did it right then while I was sitting in his office. And I went, holy cow, what a difference it's made.
good.
So it's just those little things. It's really, really those little things. So
those things you don't think about.
Little things you don't think about that take away the, oh, my gosh, thought.
Right.
You can get that out of your head, not worry about it. So you guys have a great week. Thanks for joining us, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Have a great one. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.